never fade.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
How you doing, sir?
Good, good. I was just introducing myself real quick.
So. You were what?
Just saying hi.
Yeah, yeah. How can I help you?
Oh, I was just asking because you guys dress different. I was kind of curious to know.
Did you know the Bible teaches that? Did you know the Bible teaches God's people to come out of the world? And if you look at Israel as the archetype, they were not like the cultures around them. God was so stringent with them. He said, don't eat this, don't eat that. We don't keep the Torah dietary laws. But it's a beautiful thing. I love to teach this to people. Do you know what happened in Genesis 3? Are you a believer in Christ?
I am a believer.
Do you know what happened in Genesis 3?
No.
Okay.
And if you start to tell me, I've been over.
Yeah. So Adam and Eve chose sin.
Yeah, of course they did.
And what's the first thing they did when they chose sin?
Let's see. They started dressing themselves.
Well, that wasn't the first thing. They hid themselves from God first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then true. They yeah. felt guilty, and they put on what's called an apron.
Yeah.
You know what an apron is?
I just assume it's an apron.
Yeah, in the Hebrew it says apron. Apron is like a garment that kind of covers your front a little bit, but if you just had an apron on, you probably wouldn't walk around here.
No.
You'd be pretty naked. You know what God did? You know what the merciful Father did? He shed blood. And Genesis 3:21 says, He covered them in coats of skins. But the Hebrew word coat, a coat is a tunic. Why? Why did God do that? Because man fell into sin. Before sin, you could be naked. Hold on, let me finish. Yeah. Before sin, you could be naked and not even look and lust and didn't have sin. Clothes wouldn't have mattered. Guess what clothes are now? Sin covering.
Yeah, they cover.
And so God put us in tunics. It never changed in the Old Testament. It never changed in the New Testament. Look around. Don't look around. What do you got going on today? American churchianity showing what God covered up. I'll just say it. Butts, crotches, breasts.
Yeah.
They're showing it off. God said covered up. That's the archetype of Jesus shed blood. That's one small little example of what modern pastors and priests don't teach you. Because they are cultural. You go to a church system on Sunday, we're not Sabbatarians, but they are cultural Christianity. What that means is they have fit into the culture.
Sure they have.
We have to come out of the culture. Yeah. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world, sir.
So you guys lean more on the Old Testament than the New?
No.
Just we don't. Curious.
Yeah, no. If you go to my website, I teach that we keep the New Testament. So 9 of the 10 moral laws are echoed in the New Covenant. One is not echoed, which is Saturday Sabbath. Although people ask me, do you keep Saturday Sabbath? And I always say yes and no. And they go, yes and no. So say that. Say yes and no.
Yes and no.
Here's the answer. I don't keep Friday night to Saturday night, but I keep the Sabbath because I'm resting in Jesus Christ. He is the Sabbath. And they say, Sabbatarians, like Seventh-day Adventists say, oh, the Sabbath's forever. And I said, I'll prove you it's not forever. And they go, no, it's forever. In the Old Testament, it said, Olam, Olam, it's forever. I said, Olam, Olam, means throughout your generations. That's not forever. Go read the book of Revelation. If you're fortunate enough to make it, and if I'm fortunate enough to make it, because we have to endure, guess who's going to light up the kingdom, the New Jerusalem? Is there going to be a sun in the sky, an S-U-N? The Bible says there'll be no need of the sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N. Is the light. Now, if you don't have a sun and you no longer have Friday sundown, can you have a true Sabbath anymore? No. We're resting in Jesus Christ, and I'm doing it today.
Hey, I'm going to let you guys go. I just want to say hi to you guys. Enjoy yourselves.
If you're in the church system, test yourself. We have a 10-point test on our website.
Yeah.
And it'll show you where, I don't care what church systems you're in, they're made of man. There's not one that's biblical. They're all made of man. They're teaching you partial truth. And if you're like the culture, you're not of Christ. And I love you enough to tell you that. You got to repent. And really, last thing, by the blood of Jesus, I'm a street preacher, so I'm going to preach it to you. By the blood of Jesus, you got to place your faith. But it's not just believing. Faith alone, grace alone is a lie. You have to repent. When you repent, you end up coming out of the world, dressing different, acting different, talking different, living different, associating different. And then when God sees a willing vessel, you'll get the Holy Spirit of God preaching the gospel. And when you have the Holy Spirit, everything will be tested to the Word of God, including your pastor. I don't care if he's your brother, your physical brother. You're going to go, brother, you're doing Christmas, Easter, these are pagan holidays. You test everything to walk in holiness and obedience. And then you endure in the faith. That's the gospel you're going to be judged by. If you're like the church system in the world, you're not going to be.
Yeah. So you guys do follow a little bit of a work system too, though.
No.
Oh, you
well,
don't, no.
Well, first of all, works. James says, show you my faith, I'll show you my work, show you my works. So works are part of your salvation.
They are part of it, absolutely.
Are you guys married?
No.
Are you married?
I am.
So
men
let me ask a question.
Let me ask a question.
You're married.
Men wrote
ma'am,
the Bible.
I'm talking to this. Yeah. I'm talking. I'm please talking take your feminism somewhere else. Thank you. Your lies and your feminism somewhere else. You're lying because you obviously, if she believes that man wrote the Bible, she's Antichrist. She doesn't believe Jesus is God. If you believe Jesus is God, then you're Antichrist. I need to rebuke you.
See, that's, why would you come and argue?
Yeah, see?
That's so weird.
Because they're full of flesh and anger and hatred.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm preaching the gospel. If you're not born of God and you don't come out of that, you'll have no part with him in the kingdom. And when you come out, you're going to lose. You'll probably lose your career, your friends, your family, your church association, how you look, act, talk, dress. And if that hasn't happened to you, I love you. I got to tell you the truth. When I got here, I'll never see you again unless you email me and want a Bible study together. You're going to lose your soul, and I won't see you in that kingdom.
Yeah.
So it's serious stuff.
Yeah.
You're going along with the churchianity crowd. You notice that we're different. Praise God. You noticed we're different. And that's not because we're working our way to heaven. I could never work my way to heaven.
Right.
But
right.
Works. Here, right. Before the feminist lady came in, you're married, right?
I am.
Is your marriage based on all works?
Oh, no.
Some works?
My marriage, well, works a part of it, but my marriage is based on commitment.
Right, commitment and love.
Yeah.
So if you go home and catch her in bed with another dude,
I will.
Is that a works that would separate you two?
Probably. It would be a.
It'd be hard.
It
so you see how
hard.
Works
and yeah. Love and faith come
together. Yeah. So we don't work our way, but if you say you love God, he says in John 14, last verse I promise, in John 14 he says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Absolutely.
If you're not keeping the commandments,
I'm just surprised that lady came over just to.
Oh no! Talk. Why do you think I rebuked her? I sense there's a Holy Spirit. I don't hear things, but the Holy Spirit gives me a guidance, and I could tell she was Antichrist. And the Bible says to reject and rebuke Antichrist.
Yeah. That was weird.
Can I give you a hug, man? I love you.
All right, take care, guys. God bless you too.
I'd love to Bible study with you sometime.
All right, sounds good.
Email me. Repent and come out of that church culture. Seek the kingdom, sir. We love you. Gospel good news, lifting up Jesus Christ. Holy is the Lamb of God, so worthy to be praised and lifted up on this glorious day.